弟兄姊妹，我这一阵子有交通一个相关的主题。
Brothers and sisters, I've been concentrating on one topic lately.
是讲到我们要走里面的道路。
It is that we should walk the inward way.
也许今天是最后当我寻求主的时候，我求主是不是还要继续有其他的话要说？
While I was seeking the Lord, I was asking him if there's more things to say about this.
他给了我一点感觉，那也许是相关的最后一次。
And the Lord gave me this related thing, which might be the last of the series.
但是我想我心中的负担就是愿意弟兄姊妹，我们要进到里面。
But my burden is that brothers and sisters, we can enter into the inward way.
让圣灵在我们心里面动工。
That the Holy Spirit can work in our hearts.
让主的生命呢，在我们身上是又真又活的，能够表明出来。
And that the Lord's life would be very real in us and be manifested in our life.
今天我想要交通的是从里面出来的负担。
And today I want to talk about the inner burden.
我们读一处哈巴谷书。
Let's turn to Habakkuk.
旧约圣经的那个哈巴谷书，不太好翻哈，在后面，从后面撒加利亚往前面一点。哈巴谷书第一章第一节，
Habakkuk 1:1.
先知哈巴谷所得的默示。
The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did speak.
这个是中文圣经是翻译是默示，其实是一个负担。
Here the Chinese is a little bit different, but English is a burden.
就是说，这个哈巴谷在祷告，在有这个信息的时候呢。他是从主来的一个负担。
When he's praying and he's given this message, it is a burden given by the Lord.
然后到了第三章的第二节。
And then chapter 3:1.
他说：“耶和华，我听见你的名声就惧怕。耶和华，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。”
He said, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known in wrath, remember mercy.
所以在哈巴谷里面，心中有一个深处的负担。
So within him, he has this burden.
然后以这句话作为代表。
And this verse here shows the, it represents that burden.
他在主面前心中有一个呼喊。
And he had this cry from his heart.
他说：“主啊，愿在这些年间，你复兴你的作为。”
He said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years."
那在这些年间，求主怜悯我们。
And in the midst of the years, make known in wrath, remember mercy.
所以今天是一个例子，有一位先知呢，他从主那边心中得到一个负担，他把它交通出来。
This is an example where a prophet received a burden and shared his burden.
然后他把这个负担再向主祷告出来。
And then he prayed for this burden.
所以我想今天我愿意把这个负担的事情呢，我有一点交通。
So I want to share about the burden today.
然后我们一同有一点点开头祷告。
And let's have an opening prayer.
主耶稣，我们在这里同感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，我们在这里把我们的心打开。
And we open our hearts to you.
让你在我们心中做搅动的工作。
That you stir our hearts.
你向我们显明你心中的感觉。
And then you reveal your heart to us.
好，叫我们心里面能够承接从你来的负担。
That we can receive of the burden that's from you.
我们能够照着你的旨意向你祈求，向你去行动。
And according to your purpose and your will, we will pray and have action.
我们把一点的时间交在主手中。
And we commit this time into your hands.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，这件事情哈，这个基督徒里面会有一种负担。
Christian can have a burden within.
这个事情你会感觉很熟悉又感觉不太熟悉。
It might seem both familiar and unfamiliar.
那为什么呢？因为我们如果大家在这边聚会，你常常会听到说我们需要有负担。
Maybe in meeting you hear people say you need to have a burden.
我们祷告要有负担。
In prayer you need to have a burden.
传福音要有负担。
If you share the gospel, you need to have a burden.
服事也要有负担。
In your service, you need to have a burden.
如果大家都听到的话，你可能会听过，很熟悉。
So I'm sure you have heard this word before.
但是为什么又不熟悉呢？
But how come it's so unfamiliar to us too?
因为我们不太常常不太有负担。
It's because we do not have the burden.
然后知道要有负担，但是里面又没有负担，就感觉负担这件事情不太熟悉。
We know we need to have a burden, and yet we don't have it. And so it's something that's very unfamiliar to us.
我这边讲的哈，不是劳苦担重担的那个重担。
I'm not talking about where the Bible says, "Come ye all who are heavy laden." Not that kind of burden.
那种重担呢，是从外面把我们压得好像喘不过气来。
That kind of burden. Is something that oppresses us and makes us cannot rise up.
我讲的负担是主从里面出来的一种负担。
And this burden that I'm talking about is inward from the Lord.
就我们这个人哈，好像主手中的一个乐器。
We are like an instrument of the Lord.
那主可以弹奏我们。
He can play this instrument, which is us.
对他弹奏之后，他可以很安息的在那里弹奏。
He can play in a very restful way.
然后他也可以好像有时候很加重音的弹奏在我们身上。
And he can strum very strongly too.
所以很多时候圣经虽然没有直接用负担这个词。
So sometimes the Bible do not use the word burden.
可是你会觉得里面好多的记载呢，那个感觉呢，是有一种主来的负担。
But when we read it, we know that we can sense that burden that the Lord has.
然后当主耶稣看到失丧的人的时候，他心中感觉很有负担。
When the Lord sees the lost people in the world, he has this.Burden.
当那个保罗他在为弟兄姊妹流泪祷告的时候，你知道他里面有负担。
When Paul cry out for the sake of brothers and sisters, he has a deep burden too.
然后当他服侍弟兄姊妹，看见教会里面有那个危机的时候呢，他心中非常的有负担。
When he sees the crisis in the church, he also has a heavy burden in him.
所以当我们好像把整本圣经放在手中的时候。
So when we have this Bible in our hands,
然后我们发现整件事情哈，主是用一个负担向我们在那里说话。
We see that the Lord speaks to us with a great burden.
所以这个讲的，我讲的不是外面那个担子哈。
I'm not talking about the load, the outward load.
对，好像外面担了一个大包袱，好像让我们压着走不动路。
As if we're carrying a big load and we cannot move.
我讲的是从里面。
The burden I'm talking about is from inside.
对，外面的负担好像一个大石头把我们压住走不动。
The outward burden is like a big rock, heavy, laying on us.
我只是形容一下，我觉得里面的负担有时候里面的负担是动。
In the burden from within, it demands action.
有时候如果大家拿一个羽毛哈往前丢的话。
If you hold a feather and throw it.
然后你会发现，哇，用力丢都那个都飞不动。
Even if you throw it hard, it's still not flying.
但如果你拿个小石头的话，那个有重量。
But if you are holding a little stone and there's weight in the stone.
然后你一丢的话，那个重量就往前动。
And you throw it, you can feel the strength going forward.
然后另外我也感觉好像里面的负担好像一个泉水在我们里面涌流出来。
The inward burden is like a spring, a fountain coming out from within.
对，水虽然是好像很柔软，但是你如果水多的话，你感觉那个其实水是很重。
When you look at water and there's a little bit, you think that it's very flexible, but actually it has great power.
对，所以当它涌出来之后，好像有一个力量，有一个推动， 是 在那边那个重量是往前动。
So when it comes out with strength and going forward.
所以今天哈，这个我还是盼望弟兄姊妹不要觉得这件事情太抽象。
Now I don't want brothers and sisters to see this in a very abstract way.
所以今天也许我会用一些例子。
So I'm going to use some concrete examples.
让我们体会这个主给我们的一个负担。
So we can see what is this burden from the Lord.
我们读帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十九节。
Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5. First Thessalonians 5:19.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Quench not the hope, the spirit.
也不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Quench not the spirit.
在圣经里面有好多地方用到一个中文翻译叫做圣灵的感动。
In the Chinese.A lot of places in the Bible says there's the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
那其实原文里面就是说在圣灵里面。
In the original, it says in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit.
但这个翻译其实也很好，因为它每次发生的时候，好像圣灵在里面有一些感动。
Because actually, it's a very good translation. Because when it happens, there is some inward prompting from the Holy Spirit.
所以在那个启示录里面，那个约翰。接受主的启示。
So in the Revelation, John received the revelation.
然后它里面有四次提到约翰得着一个圣灵的感动。
And then four times it says, the Spirit was on him.
然后每一次呢，都有一个很大的看见。
And every time he has a great revelation from God.
所以圣灵的感动在我们里面哈，在那边推动我们。
So the prompting of the Holy Spirit moves us.
它会带着启示。
And it brings about revelation.
他有时候带着那个责备。
Sometimes, it brings about discipline.
然后有时候带着引导。
Sometimes it brings about leading.
他也会带着安慰。
Or comfort.
所以每次那个里面的那个圣灵感动那个重担，那个负担进来的时候。
So every time there's a prompting and the burden is relieved.
你会感觉里面有一种催促。
You will feel that there is this prompting for action.
Yeah, 你会有，然后你会感觉迫切。
And also you feel that
urgency.
It's an urgency. Yeah, an urgency.
对，然后你感觉里面有一个 passion, 有一个那个热切在里面。
And there's passion for it.
所以。今天这件事情是一个属灵的操练。
So today the thing we talk about is a spiritual exercise.
也就是说，我们需要在里面能够去感觉圣灵在我们里面的负担和感动。
We need to sense the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
这个操练呢，弟兄姊妹，你不要等到什么时候再去操练。
You should not be waiting.For a long time for this kind of exercise.
对，你今天回家就可以操练。
Because today you can do it.
我们的问题哈，常常是有点麻木不仁。
Our problem is actually we're very insensitive.
然后常常是去消灭那个圣灵的感动。
And also we quench the Holy Spirit.
然后我们感觉好像都什么所有事情好像都没有什么负担。
And we feel oh we don't have any burden.
其实只要我们相信主。
Actually, as long as we believe in the Lord,
只要我们与主越接近
and we're close to Him,
我们越与基督的心为心的话
and we have the heart of Christ as our heart,
主一定会给我们里面有负担
The Lord will give us burden.
所以我们不要去消灭那个负担
So let us not quench that burden.
对，当我们里面有一个好像有一个重量的时候呢，我们要赶紧来到主的面前说这是什么
So when we feel this weight inside us we need to come before the Lord and ask
或者说我们对一件事情的时候主啊你可以给我负担为这件事情祷告
Or we can ask for burden to pray for certain things
所以弟兄姊妹我们很需要让圣灵在我们里面然后让我们有这样的一个操练
So we need to let the Holy Spirit work in us, and we need to have this kind of exercise.
所以第一件事情叫做是祷告。
So the first thing is prayer.
祷告有好多的原则。
There are many principles involved with prayer.
比如说我们祷告要有信心。
For example, we need to have faith when we pray.
我们祷告必须要在神面前有清洁良心，不可以注意罪。
And we need to have a clear conscience when we come to the Lord for prayer.
然后不可以妄求。
We cannot pray amiss.
然后我们要照着神的旨意来求。
We have to pray according to His will.
对，这些都是重要的原则。
These are all important principles.
那我今天是鼓励弟兄姊妹。
And I want to encourage brothers and sisters.
当我们祷告的时候，我鼓励大家学习有负担的祷告。
That when we come for prayer, we need to pray with a burden.
也就是当我们祷告的时候，里面感觉有一种重量。
So when we come and pray, we have to have that weight in us.
因为你要知道，有一些祷告是很多祷告是没有负担的。
A lot of prayer are without burden.
当你那个没有负担以后，讲讲话。
When you don't have a burden, you're merely speaking.
你会发现哈，你这个讲出来跟没有讲好像差不多。
And you feel that whether you say it or not, it doesn't matter.
对，当你讲出去以后呢，感觉上主听也可以，不听也可以。
And even when you say it, you feel whether the Lord hears or not, it's okay.
好像主听不听，感觉上差不多，因为你那个没有负担没有在里面。
To you, it doesn't matter much because there's no burden.
然后还有另外一个问题。
There's another problem.
那这种祷告哈，就算主真的答应的话
，And with this kind of prayer, now even if the Lord answered this kind of prayer,
你也常常不敢确定是不是主做的。
To the one who prays, he's not sure whether it's really the Lord who did it.
因为你就是在那边讲一讲，好像也不太清楚主是会怎么做。
Because you're just saying it out, and you're not clear about whether the Lord will do it and how He's going to accomplish.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在是大家去操练。
And so we all need to practice.
让这个负担哈成为祷告的那个起动机。
That this burden would be the motivating force of prayer.
对，所以当你祷告的时候，有一个负担，好像把你那个负担，把那个祷告呢。做一个启动起来的一个力量。
And so that this burden will motivate and move your prayer.
然后这个负担呢，也成为我们祷告的那个发动机。
And this burden would be the motivating force of your prayer.
在这个过程当中呢，那个负担一直帮我们持续的在主里面一直在那里祷告。
And this burden will carry you through and continue your prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我们刚开始有一点负担的祷告。
So maybe at the beginning you have some burden in your prayer.
你开始有点感觉了。
And then you feel something.
你就去祷告。
Then you go ahead and pray.
然后在过程当中求主继续加添这个负担。
And then as you continue, you ask the Lord to increase your burden.
然后当我们一直这样负担的祷告的时候，当主成就的时候，我们心中是何等的快乐。
And so when the Lord fulfills it, then there's joy in your heart.
因为主听了这个迫切的祷告。
Because the Lord has heard your urgent prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个我们真实的有负担祷告实在有点太少了。
So we really have a very little of this kind of prayer in
our
life.
对，上个礼拜有一个学生的姊妹跟我讲到一个事情。
There's a sister who's a student. She told me about herself.
她说她在找那个夏天的那个研究的一个位置 position.
She was looking for a summer research position.
然后那个老师呢，当时还很犹豫，不晓得要不要用她。
And the teacher was very ambivalent whether to use her in this research or not.
所以她就跟我说，我机票已经订好，要回国内了。
And she said, I've already bought my ticket going back to China.
但如果我能够拿到这个工作的话，我可以受聘，也可以参加退休会。
But if I can get this job, then I can be baptized and I can also go to the retreat.
当然个人心理上也觉得说可以拿到一点工作的经验就行。
And of course, I also gained some experience.
那我心里就想，对，我们要为这个事情祷告。
And so I said, yes, we need to pray for this.
然后，大概祷告了两三天吧。
And after praying for 2-3 days,
我就全部都忘记了。
I forgot about the whole thing.
然后就其他的事情啊，然后其他的祷告，我真的就忘记了。
So I really forgot about it. Some other things came along.
然后昨天知道说，哎呀，他拿到那个位置了。
And yesterday we found out she got the position.
然后拿到之后就把机票 cancel 掉。
And so she canceled her airline ticket.
我知道之后就想，哎呀，我真的把祷告通通都忘记了。
And I said, oh, I've forgotten to continue to pray.
所以怎么讲呢？我就好像，但我在祷告上也之前也有一点。
But when I prayed, there was some burden.
但如果我们真的有负担祷告的话，我们是一直祷告到主成就这件事情。
But if we have real burden, then we keep on praying until the Lord accomplish.
我们就发现说，我很清楚，我知道主答应了这个祷告。
Then we're very clear that the Lord answered this prayer.
然后在那个使徒行传十二章的地方。
Acts 12.
使徒行传十二章第五节。
In Acts 12:15。
于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切的祷告神。
Acts 12:5.
Okay. 十二章第五节。
Okay. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
对，当时哈，希律王已经在逼迫基督徒。
At that time, the Christians were already being persecuted by Herod.
有一位雅各呢，已经被杀了。
And James was already martyred.
然后他把那个负责的一个彼得呢关起来。
And then now Peter is imprisoned.
看来这个那个生命危险也是近在眼前。
And also his life is in danger.
但是在彼得被关在监牢的时候，同时呢。教会为他切切的祷告。
But the church prayed for him without ceasing.
然后在这个过程里面呢，突然有个天使呢把彼得叫醒。
And then an angel woke him up.
那彼得是很平安在那边睡觉。
Peter was restfully asleep there.
然后神差遣那个天使呢把他锁链打开，然后把他从监狱里面拯救出来。
And the angel broke his chain and then let him out of the prison.
然后他出来之后不晓得去哪里。
When he came out, he didn't know where to go.
然后到了十二节。
And so verse 12.
想了一想，就往那称呼马可的约翰他母亲玛利亚家去，在那里好些人聚集祷告。
When he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying.
所以那个时候已经是深夜了。
That was already in the middle of the night.
好多的弟兄姊妹呢聚在那边为彼得祷告。
And yet brothers and sisters were gathered together praying.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果他们没有负担的话，他们不可能祷告到三更半夜。
It is not possible for them to be praying at this hour without a burden.
所以他们迫切的在那里为彼得的祷告。
So they were urgently praying for Peter.
主答应了他们祷告。
And the Lord answered their prayer.
他把那个彼得的捆绑跟在监狱的那个关锁呢，把它打开了。
Peter's chain was loosed and he was able to get out of prison.
然后当彼得出现在那个祷告的弟兄姊妹当中的时候。
And when Peter appeared before his brothers and sisters who were praying,
然后有一个使女，哇，那个高兴得不得了，门都忘了开，说，哇，我看见彼得了。
This damsel even forgot to open the door and just say, oh, I saw Peter.
她看起来好像疯掉一样，大家说你好像疯了。
And they thought she lost her mind.
Yeah. 所以他们有一个很大的喜乐。
So they were...filled with joy.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要轻看一个迫切的祷告的力量。
So do not belittle the strength of a prayer with burden.
当我们在那里带着那个负担祷告到神面前的时候，
When we bring this burden before the Lord,
他可以震动那个仇敌的权势。
He can shatter the forces of the enemy.
他可以把一个锁链把它打断。
He can break the chain.
他可以叫我们看见主在那里行那个何等奇妙的事。
He can show us that the Lord is doing amazing things.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们很需要在里面有一种迫切的祷告。
That's why we need to have burden in prayer.
然后我们看主怎么样做奇妙的事。
And then we wait and see the Lord doing amazing things.
其实这个包含我们在波饼聚会的祷告。
This also includes our prayer during the Lord's Supper.
所以当弟兄姊妹我们在波饼聚会祷告的时候，也要有负担。
So during the breaking of the bread, our prayer should be also with burden.
我们照着我们里面的感觉哈，我们有多少就祷告多少。
And according to what we have inside, we pray to that measure.
然后有时候你不要担心没有负担。
Don't be worried that you don't have a burden.
当我们安静在主面的时候，我们求主把负担放在我们的心里面。
When we're quiet before the Lord, we ask for the Lord's burden.
我们求主就让一点圣灵的感动放在我们里面。
And that the Holy Spirit will prompt us.
我们就照着那样一个感觉呢，就把它祷告出来。
And then we pray accordingly.
那主就悦纳。
And then the Lord will receive our prayer.
所以有些时候啊，那个负担的祷告也会那个教导我们怎么祷告。
The burden, the prayer with burden teaches us how to pray.
对，有时候一个弟兄或姊妹他在找工作，对不对？
For example, a brother or sister is looking for a job.
我们就说好，那我试着有一些祷告，为这弟兄或姊妹找工作祷告。
And then he said, okay, I'm going to learn, I'm going to pray for this brother or sister.
然后当我们里面好像越有感觉的时候，
And the more we feel for this thing,
哎，我们突然神给我们一个感觉说，这个弟兄或姊妹呢，其实需要把自己交给主，奉献给主，不要去担忧工作的事情。
Maybe the Lord shows you that this brother or sister need to consecrate herself to the Lord and not worry about the future work.
然后我们就照着主的那个心意哈，为这个弟兄姊妹把自己归给主这件事情祷告。
And then we pray in this way for that brother or sister.
所以有时候我们在祷告好像是外面的事情。
So sometimes we are praying for outside, outward things.
但主的祷告能够引导我们到那个真实的，要那个真正的那个问题所在，让我们去祷告。
But the Lord will, in His own way, lead us to pray for the root problem, for the real reason.
好，就是弟兄姊妹祷告，我鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们要祷告要有负担。
And that's why I encourage you to pray with a burden.
然后另外一个相关的是传福音的负担。
Another related thing is the burden, to share the gospel.
我们看一下《使徒行传》十七章十六节。
Acts 17:16.
十七章十六节。
Acts 17:16.
保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急。
Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him.When he saw the city wholly given to idolatry.
保罗对福音很有负担的。
The Paul was burdened for the gospel.
当他到了那个希腊雅典那个地方。
When he went to Athens.
然后满城都是偶像，都是假神。
The whole city was given to idolatry.
你会发现这个心里着急，就是灵里面有那种搅动的感觉。
Look at this. His spirit was stirred in him.
所以主好像在里面有一种声音搅拌，然后里面就是没有办法安静下来。
The Lord was stirring him that he could not quiet down.
所以感觉就是心里很着急啊。
And so in him he was really stirred up.
所以谢弟兄姊妹，我们对福音的事情呢，我们要学习有负担。
So with regards to the gospel, we need to have a burden.
有些事情我们头脑都知道了。
Many things we know in our mind.
不信主的将来就进到永死里面。
We know that those who do not know the Lord will go to eternal death.
对，我们每个人都知道。
We all know that.
但是当我们真的碰到有朋友的时候呢，那我们感觉好像没有那么强烈。
But and yet, when we meet a friend, we do not feel strongly about it.
有时候我们讲说，哎呀，这个福音工作，福音工作，好像一个工作。
Many times we say it's the gospel as a work.
对，当然我们是与神同工，没有错。
Of course, we are co-working with the Lord. There's nothing wrong with that.
但传福音比较听起来比较不像工作。
But actually, sharing the gospel is not work.
OK, 这是这一种形容，就是有时候我们感觉工作好像，哎呀，我需要做这个事情，所以我把它做好，那就好一点。
Oh, because sometimes our attitude is,it's a work, it's just a duty, I just do it, that's it.
就像我们每天上班，然后老板付我钱，然后做一做，哎，满足了，那就做好。
It's like, we just do our work, we get our wages.
那传福音应该像是抢救灵魂啊。
But actually, the gospel is trying to save souls.
把人从一个撒旦的权势，一个永远灭亡的光景里面抢救出来。
It is taking one out of the control and bondage of Satan and saving him out from such a condition.
我们不敢说我们对每一个朋友都有这样的负担，对不对？
We cannot say we have this burden with every single person.
但如果我们都对任何人都没有负担，那是我们的问题了。
But if you don't have burden, to even one, then it is our problem.
有些时候有些的想法帮助我们。
Sometimes some thinking will help us.
如果我们的亲人、小孩，连我这个人都不为他们祷告的话
，If we do not even pray for our own kids or our relatives.
可能全世界没有一个人为他祷告。
Maybe there's no one else who will pray for them.
可能就只有我一个人在全世界有在为他祷告。
Maybe in the whole world, only me will be praying for them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要有这种感觉。
So we need to have this kind of a sense.
所以我们不能够好像麻木，不然。
We cannot have no feelings and insensitive about this.
我记得在我初初信主的时候。
When I just came to the Lord,
我不晓得为什么，好像因为我父亲年纪比较大。
I don't know why, but my dad, because he's more advanced in age.
Yeah, 所以我为我的父亲祷告。
So I pray for my dad.
但我也为我母亲祷告。
I also pray for my mom too.
但是我为我父亲祷告比较多。
But I pray for my dad more.
所以我试着我记得。基本上每两三天呢，我就跪在主的面前为他祷告。
So every two, three days, I would kneel down and pray for him.
但有的时候好像负担没那么强，有的时候负担很强。
Sometimes the burden is strong, sometimes it's less.
但是主总是在我里面觉得说我应该要为他祷告。
But the Lord always show me that I need to pray for him.
但很稀奇，我到现在回想都觉得很稀奇。
And even when I look back, I'm very amazed.
因为我为他祷告了。九年
I prayed for him for 9 years.
然后直到他有一次在这边做了一点祷告
And until one day, he prayed a prayer here.
然后我就感觉比较放松
Then I feel the more relaxed about it.
对，但是我觉得他现在还是不太清楚，所以，但是我那个负担哈，我还是要一直在求主把那个当初那个负担恢复过来。
But still, I'm praying that the Lord will light up that burden again.
对，有时候我们这个人哈，不太，有时候跟什么陌生的朋友啊，陌生的同学，跟我们平常原本没有什么关系的。
Sometimes for people who are just acquaintance or who we don't know very well or who are not related to us.
对，我有机会以前接触，有机会接触一些同学吧。
For those kind of people whom I have a chance to meet.
大家素不相识，对不对？在几个月前，我好像对他们，有点祷告，但是好像没有那么负担。
Maybe I did pray a little bit for them, but there's not that kind of a big burden for them.
但随着跟他们认识、交通，我求主也加添负担在我身上，为他们祷告。
But then, with more contact with them, I pray that the Lord adds the burden in me.
那当中也有人马上就要毕业，不是毕业，就是反正就要离开这边了。
Some have to leave in a short while.
对，所以我求主把那个 那个负担的感觉，那个迫切感觉能够加在我的身上。
I really pray for burden and urgency from the Lord.
所以有一天那个我在工作当中有点休息一下。
So when at work, I had some free time.
然后我就为那个同学，然后加上几位，我就在那里祷告。
Then I pray for one student and a few others.
对，不晓得为什么，好像越祷告负担就越重。
And I don't know why, but as I pray for them, then I have even more burden for them.
然后慢慢眼泪就流出来。
And then I teared up.
对，我想我们在那边学习有负担。
We want to learn how to have burden.
我最近读那个复习那个戴德森弟兄的那个一点的小的传记。
Lately, I was reviewing the biography of Hudson Taylor.
然后戴德森，他在15岁的时候信主。
He became a believer at the age of 15.
其实他在很小的时候就跟着他敬虔的父亲到处跑。
Well, actually, when he was even younger, he was always with his dad.
但他真正的信主是在十五岁那年。
When he committed himself to the Lord was when he was 15.
他的妹妹那时候13岁。
And his sister was 13.
有一天那个妹妹感觉呢，我要为我的哥哥得救祷告。
One day, the sister had this burden to pray for the salvation of this brother.
他说我每天要，他就在神面前有个心愿，说我每天要为我的哥哥祷告3次。
And she had this desire to pray for him for 3 times a day.
然后一个多月之后。
And after a month.
然后有一天，那个戴德森的妈妈去很远的地方，8几英里外的地方去另外。去住。
One day the mom left for to live in another place.
然后在那天的时候呢，他妈妈突然有个负担。
And then that day the mom also had a burden.
然后他说，我今天要用下午的时间呢，好好为我的孩子信主祷告。
And then she said, I'm going to use the time this afternoon to pray for the salvation of my kids.
所以他就祷告了几个钟头。
He prayed for a few hours.
然后有一个负担，然后到了后来，因为他觉得神听了他祷告。
And then after a few hours, she knows that the Lord has heard her prayer.
所以就在那天同一个下午的时候。
And then in that same afternoon,
戴德森刚好进到他父亲的书房，看到一点福音的单张。
And Hudson Taylor went into his dad's library and then saw a gospel tract.
然后借着那个里面福音信息。他就在同个时间信主。
In that same hour, he by the what is in the gospel tract, believe in the Lord.
他知道他妈妈很愿意他信主，所以他心中也很高兴，他真的信主。
Of course, he knows that the mom wanted him to believe in Jesus, and so he's very happy that he finally can.
所以他就跟他妹妹讲说：“哎，我们不要跟妈妈讲，那个我要把这个好消息藏起来，等妈妈回来之后再告诉她。”
So he told.His sister said, I'm going to make this a surprise. We're going to tell her when she comes back.
然后他妈妈两个礼拜后回家。
So 2 weeks after the mom came home.
然后戴德森就跟他妈说，妈妈，我有个好消息要跟你讲。
And then he told the mom, I have a good news for you.
所以他妈妈就很慈祥说，哎，儿子啊，我知道你是有什么好消息。
And the mom said, I know what's the good news.
他那个戴德森很惊讶，他以为他妹妹出卖了他，把他先偷偷告诉他妈妈。
God, the sister betrayed him and told the mom about this.
所以很稀奇，弟兄姊妹要照着圣灵的感动，在那里祷告，在那里为着福音朋友他们的得救，摆上祷告。
If we move according to the prompting of the Holy Spirit and pray for salvation of other people.
弟兄姊妹，会有负担的，我们求主加负担在我们的身上。
We can have burdens, and we can ask for more burden from the Lord.
马可福音第一章十二节。
Mark 1:12.
马可福音一章十二节。
Mark 1:12.
圣灵就把耶稣吹到旷野里去。
And immediately the Spirit drives him into the wilderness.
圣灵就把耶稣吹到旷野去。
Immediately, the Spirit drives him into the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，神常常借着那个负担催促，那个催促的感觉向我们说话。
Many times the Lord used the burden to speak to us.
所以今天好像那个圣灵哈，有一个力量，好像把那个主耶稣推啊、赶啊，要去旷野受试探。
So here you see that the Spirit is very forceful, driving him to the wilderness.
所以当这个负担来的时候，你会有一个迫切、一个被催促的感觉。
So when the burden comes, you have this urgency, and as if you're being driven to something.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要消灭这种催促。
So let us not quench this kind of prompting.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有类似的经历啊。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you have the same experience.
我刚刚信主的时候，在波饼聚会，我看着大家都祷告，我也觉得应该要祷告。
When I was a new believer, I see during the breaking of the bread, people are praying, and I know we have to pray too.
我愿意说我在这个赞美感谢上面有一点份。
Because I want to take part in this praising and worship.
所以那一阵子真的是里面圣灵那个催促都把那个话那个挤到喉咙那边去。
And so, at that point, the prompting of the Spirit already brought the words almost up to the mouth.
然后每次我都等到那个聚会，哎呀，快要结束了，不行了，剩两分钟，赶快把它讲一下。
And then every time I wait until, or maybe almost 2 minutes before the end, then I'll pray out.
所以用等于那个圣灵会有里面一个催促。
So there's a prompting of the Holy Spirit from within.
我前日听到一个西雅图一个弟兄的见证。
There's a testimony by a brother in Seattle that I recently listened to.
然后他的姊妹姓丽。
His wife is
力量的力量。
Surname is Lee.
对。
Which is like strength.
对。然后我小时候常常看他打我们那个国家篮球队。
And then I always watch her. She was in the national team, basketball team.
那个事情发生不是是在他们早一点的时候，还没有在西雅图。
That happened early on before they were in Seattle.
那也许有些细节我不太确定。
And I do not know the details of this thing.
是这个样子。有一天这个姊妹呢，丽姊妹她早上起来晨更。
One day, Sister Lee wake up early in the morning for devotion.
然后大概她在那边晨更跟主祷告的时候，突然主给她一个负担。
Then during her devotion, the Lord gave her a burden.
然后那时候大概七点钟左右，那个负担就是说你要打电话给一个弟兄。
That was 7 o'clock in the morning, and it says that she should call a brother.
她说奇怪了，那个弟兄是刚刚信主。
And that brother was a new believer.
然后他的那个弟兄姊妹其实已经信主一段时间了。
And the wife of this brother has been a believer for a while.
所以他是想觉得奇怪，我平常如果要打电话联络的话，我可能还不会想到要跟直接跟那个弟兄联络。
And she said, ordinarily, if I'm going to call this family, I would contact the sister.
不仅如此，我很少有一大早怎么七八点在那边打电话找人。
And I would not call at 7 in the morning.
但奇怪，里面就是有一个感动，那个催促啊，说你要打给他。
But then there's this prompting from the Holy Spirit that she should call.
所以他就顺服这个里面这个负担呢。就去打电话，早上一大早七点。
So she obeyed and went ahead and called them.
那个弟兄一接到电话，他眼泪就流下来。
And then when the brother received the call, he cried.
为什么呢？因为那个弟兄还是很初信。
Because he was a new believer.
然后那天晚上他的姊妹他太太一整夜没回家。
And that night the His wife did not come home the whole night.
他到处找，但是找不到。
And he was looking for her, but cannot find her.
所以他刚刚信主，他也试着祷告神。
And so being a new believer, he prayed to the Lord.
所以感觉 感觉不知道怎么回事，是不是发生意外，心中很着急。
And so he was very worried, maybe there was an accident or something.
然后当他整夜没睡觉，然后在那边祷告到最后，那个姊妹还是没回来。
So he didn't sleep that night and praying, still the wife did not come back.
所以他就有一个，他最后就有一个祷告。
And so in the end, he prayed like this.
他说，神啊，可不可以请你让什么什么人打电话给我。
So can you, Lord, please have somebody at least call me.
然后我可以讲一下这件事情，不知道该怎么办。
And then I can talk about this thing and ask for advice on how to deal with it.
那如果没有的话，我看我也不想信。
And if this doesn't happen, then I'm not going to believe anymore.
对，因为他出信。
Because he's a new believer.
所以很稀奇的，那个时候我们姊妹就得到主的负担。
It's so amazing, our sister, she got this burden from the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，是神可以借着负担在我们身上做事。
So the Lord can use burden for us to do something for him.
然后在那个中国以前啊，也许现在也有，但以前有好多的这些的故事。
In China, in the past, there are many stories like this.
然后当这户这个村落的人家里面，他们真的到了山穷水尽，没有钱了，过生活的时候。
When people in this village are so poor that they cannot even live anymore.
然后在另外一个邻村，另外一个村子里面，就有一个弟兄很奇怪，睡不着觉。
Then in another village, there's a brother cannot fall asleep.
神就是给他负担，说催促他说，你要把一些钱送到那家人去。
And the Lord is giving him this burden to send money to this other family.
他就是哇，根本不认识嘛，所以转个身，那再睡。
He didn't know this family, so he turned around and fall asleep again.
所以转来转去还是不行，神就给他这种灵命的催促。
But then he tossed and turned, and the burden is still there.
所以把钱送过去的时候，真的把那家弟兄姊妹把他从一个困境当中。
Finally, he really did it, send the money and help this other family from dire poverty.
弟兄姊妹，这些听起来好像好神奇啊。
When you listen to this, they're all really miraculous.
但是主就是这样子做事。
But this is how the Lord works.
我们需要这样子去操练，这样去走。
We need to go practice this way.
对，有一天晚上呢，我需要跟几个福音朋友稍微谈一谈。
One night I had to have shared with a few gospel friends.
然后那天早上，我也在，其实我在不同时间，我也在寻求主要讲什么，要教他们什么。
And I was speaking from the Lord what to say to them.
然后那天早上的时候，我也在寻求。
And that morning I was speaking.
哎，突然主叫我讲说，你应该讲一下那个圣经里面预言。
And the Lord mentioned to me.You need to talk about prophecy in the Bible.
那讲一下以色列人的这些事情。
In more specifically about the Israelites.
我说主啊，是真的要这样讲吗
？And I said, do I really have to say this?
因为我在十几年前的时候，那时候读到这些东西，我那时候很兴奋。
Because ten or so years ago, I read about this thing and I was very excited about it.
然后每次碰到福音朋友，我就讲预言。
And every time I see gospel friends, this is what I talk about.
后来几次之后，我想说，哎，不对，我这个该讲的那个救恩都没讲清楚。
And then I realized, well, I should not talk about this because I always missed out on the gospel thing.
所以我很多年都不这样讲。
And so I have stopped talking like that.
但那天早上我就觉得，好像需要这样去交通。
But that morning, I felt that this is the way I should proceed.
所以那天晚上就这样交通。
So that night, this is how I shared with them.
对，后来好像从不同的管道，我知道好像对他们有一些帮助。
And then, indirectly, I found out that it was helpful for them.
啊，有一些好像有一些情况就是对神不确定的，现在变成相信有神了。
Because before they not sure about God, now they know that God exists.
所以我弟兄姊妹，我们需要一步一步这样去学。
And so we need to learn step by step.
也许我们会错。
Maybe we will be wrong.
但是让我们成为一个对的人，说主啊，我愿意接受你来的负担。
but maybe we will be a right person before God.
然后我也觉得很稀奇。
And I'm so amazed by this.
当我知道主的负担的时候。
When I know the burden from the Lord.
然后那个负担就把基督的平安带到我心里面。
And that burden brought peace in me.
因为我知道那个负担是主要，是主要 ，Lord。是主要的。
Oh, okay. Because I know the burden is the primary thing, the most important thing. The Lord wants.
对对对对。
Okay, the Lord wants that burden.
然后我一直到 ，Okay, 我原来不知道主要的是什么。
Because I didn't know what God wants before.
然后现在我知道主要的是这个。
Then now I know that this is what the Lord wants.
然后我就里面就平安了。
Then of course I have peace.
主要你要的是这个的话，那你就要负责。
And because I know that's the Lord, what the Lord wants, He will be responsible.
我照着你在我里面的催促，我这样子去学习顺服。
And I'm just doing it according to your way.
Yeah. 所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要在圣灵的催促引导里面来认识，来行主的这个工作。你看。在圣灵的那个催促里面呢，我们来知道神要的是什么。
So we need to be in the prompting of from the prompting of the Holy Spirit, we will know how the Lord wants to do things.
最后一个点哈，主的那个给我们的负担呢，就是他给我们的托付跟责任。
And the burden that the Lord gives us is also the responsibility that He's giving us.
当那个使徒行传二十章二十二节。
Acts
使徒行传二十章二十二。
Acts 20:22。
使徒行传二十章二十二节，现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在那里要遇见什么事。就这样。
Mm-hmm. And now behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there.
所以当那个当保罗里面那个灵里面，他这边其实是灵里面好像被绑住的意思。
Here it's speaking about in the spirit, he was bound by the spirit.
但这个中文翻译就也是同样的感觉，是一个很迫切的感觉。
And in the Chinese, it gives you the sense of urgency.
所以每次主给我们这个负担的时候，他其实就是把这件事情托付给我们。
And so when the Lord gives us this burden, He's giving us this thing to us.
然后当那个我想那个伯弟兄来呢，我们要把以斯拉基银心女记可以的话读一下。
When Brother Board comes, he wants us to read Nehemiah and Ezra first.
那在那个以斯拉基里面，为什么有一些人会回归
？Now in the book of Ezra.Why would some of the remnants come back?
他们在巴比伦住得舒舒服服好好的。
They were pretty comfortable in Babylon.
为什么要回到那个废墟的耶路撒冷去呢？
Why would they go back to Jerusalem, which is not in a very good shape at that time?
圣经上面记载说，这些人里面的灵被搅动。
It's because their spirit were stirred.
好像在搅动过程当中，神把神的要的东西，很像一个重量摆在他们心里面。
And in that stirring, the Lord gave them what the Lord wants.
就像保罗这样，他需要去耶路撒冷里面，很迫切的负担。
And just like here, when Paul is going to Jerusalem, he was bound in the spirit.
那当哈巴谷要看见今天那个光景的时候。
And like Habakkuk, when he saw the condition at that time,
然后神的那个负担就临到他身上。
Then the burden of God descended on him.
他说呼求说主啊，在这年间复兴你的作为。
And then he said, revive thy work in the midst of the years.
弟兄姊妹，当主的那个好像负担临到我们身上的时候，我们就被绑住。
When the burden of the Lord comes upon us, then we're bound.
然后我们就需要。照着这个负担呢，行完这个路程。
And then, according to this burden, we want to continue and finish this path.
所以我们任何的服事好，任何在主面前做的事情， 我们都求主给我们那个负担。
So whatever we do before the Lord, we ask for the burden from the Lord.
我实在感觉负担能够叫人能够坚持到最后。
And burden will make one continue to the end.
当我们里面好像失去那个负担的时候，我们就感觉很松懈，很冷淡。
When we lost the burden, then we become cold and relaxed.
所以当保罗的一生，我们去看他一生的时候
，But when we look at Paul's whole life,
他说啊，他自从他看见那个主的大光之后
，Upon seeing the great light of the Lord,
他发现我是不得已的，我需要行完这个路程。
Then he had no choice but to finish this way.
然后这个负担能够带着他。能够行完这个路程。
And this burden can carry him on through the end.
他经过许多的艰难。
And he passed through many difficulties.
然后有许多的这个外面的危险，刀剑啊、船啊、饥饿这些事情。
There are a lot of problems and scary things that he has to face along the way.
对，不仅是外面的，然后很多弟兄姊妹反对他，然后误会他。
It's not only outward things, but also brothers and sisters are suspicious about him or against him.
那他怎么能够忠心的往下走呢？
So how can he walk on faithfully?
他那个负担在他里面能够带着他一生能够遵行神的旨意。
It's because that burden is carrying him through so he can obey the Lord's will in his life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要，我今天讲的也还是很简单。
Today, my message is very simple.
但是需要去操练。
But we need to practice.
我们需要，你不要有理由说我都没有什么，都没有负担。
Do not give the excuse that I do not have any burden.
我记得以前有个年长弟兄来交通过。
I remember an elder brother who shared with us before.
他感觉有一件事情可以请一个弟兄能够帮忙，有点服侍。
He felt that there's one thing he could invite a brother to help.
然后那个弟兄说，那个弟兄好像也很属灵，他说我回去祷告看看。
And then the brother said, okay, I'm gonna pray about this.
然后一个礼拜过去了，两个礼拜过去了。
Then 1 week passed, 2 weeks passed.
然后年长弟兄问他说，哎，你这个你可不可以服侍呢？
And then the elder brother asked him again, can you do this thing?
但弟兄说，还是不太清楚，没有什么负担。
And he said, well, I still don't know, I have no burden.
然后一个月过去了，两个月过去了，然后还是没什么负担。
And after a month, 2 months, still without a burden.
但有时候的确是没有负担，有时候是我们的偷懒。
Sometimes there's really no burden, but sometimes it's because we're lazy.
所以弟兄姊妹，让主的负担能够带领我们，能够一件事情的起头，一件事情带领我们经过。
But may the burden of the Lord begin the work and also make us continue to the end.
在那个戴德森的故事里面，
In the story of Hudson Taylor,
他在那个他说他的信主哈是一个清楚跟彻底的。
His faith in the Lord is very clear and very thorough.
那个时候他的父亲很奇怪，就是他父亲是个敬虔爱主的人，是基督徒。
His father is a Christian who loves the Lord.
然后他父亲就对中国就很有负担。
And his father has a great burden for China.
然后也许跟他父亲也有关系，所以戴德森弟兄他对中国也很有负担。
And in the same way, he has a burden for China.
其实他信主不到一年的时候
，So within a year from his believing the Lord,
他就被那个圣经里面有一个扎洞的那个事情，大家知道吧？在出埃及记，一个仆人扎洞留在家里面，要侍奉我的主人。
There was a story in the Old Testament about a bond servant willing to remain in the household and have his ears pierced.
所以他就说，我愿意把自己奉献给主，跟随他，侍奉他。
And according to that, he wanted to consecrate himself to the Lord and serve the Lord.
然后他一直想到说，哇，这个全世界有四分之一的人是中国人。
And then he thought. year, one-fourth of the world's population is in China.
他说数亿的人呢生活在黑暗里面。
And all these people are in darkness.
没有机会听见福音。
They have no chance to hear the gospel.
所以在他可能16岁的时候他里面就一直很有一个很重的负担。
And so starting at the age of 16, he has this heavy burden.
所以当他把这个负担带到神的面前的时候
When he brought this burden before the Lord,
他突然发现他需要先做一件事情。
He realized he had to do one thing first.
他说神说你要先把自己完全的奉献给我。
And the Lord said, you need to consecrate yourself to me.
所以那天发生一些事情在他身上呢他一生都不会忘记。
And that day, something happened to him that he can never forget in his life.
他里面一个感觉，他说一个真正彻底奉献的人，必须放弃一切属世的前途。
He knows that for one who is consecrated, he has to leave behind everything, every ambition, worldly ambition.
必须把自己一生的时间和前途交在神的手中。
And then commit his all his time into the Lord's hand.
他如今愿意去任何地方
and whatever place he goes,
做任何事情
or whatever thing he does,
为主的缘故付出任何的代价
and for the Lord's sake, pay any price.
然后这个经验出自他里面的深处
and this come out from his innermost being.
他绝不改变这个初衷也绝不收回他的奉献
and he will never change and will never take back his consecration.
所以他事后说我永远不会忘记那天跟主所立的约定
and that's why he said he's never gonna forget what he committed to the Lord that day
他妈妈也做见证
his mom had the same testimony about this
他说很稀奇从那天开始戴德森对这件走这条路呢完全都没有再动摇过
And she said that her husband Taylor never wavered on this thing from that day on.
所以他到了中国。
So when he went to China,
所以应该说，他有一个年轻人有个相爱的这个女朋友。
He had a girlfriend at that time.
但是因着那个女朋友个人跟他家庭的拦阻呢，不愿意去中国，所以他只好放弃这段感情。
But then the family of the girlfriend and herself, do not want to go to China.
Right.
Do not want to go to China. So he had to break up with her.
然后他后来有结婚。
Later on, he married somebody else.
然后有一阵子呢，他回到那个英国，因为他这个医学，他需要学多学一点医学。
At one point, he returned to England to get more training.
所以他有一个大女儿叫做 Grace 叫戴恩惠
He has a daughter called Grace
他本来在英国这个小孩子长得都挺好的他那时候四个小孩
At that time this girl was very
healthy 对但是当那个女孩子大概七岁左右他们又回到中国
But when she was seven they went back to China
小孩子在中国他们那个英国人水土不服、啊、
and then because it's they cannot adjust to the environment there
所以那个大女儿 Grace 那个八岁就死了
and so she passed away at eight
然后后来还有一个儿子不到六岁也死了
then another of his sons passed away at six
然后他们结婚十二年多的时候呢有一个出生十三天的孩子也死了
Within 12 years of marriage, another child, 3 days old, also passed.
然后她的姊妹生了这个孩子之后呢，身体软弱，后来也去世。
And then his wife, after giving birth to this child, was so weak, and she also passed away.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个负担能够带领我们弟兄经过很多的事情。
And that one shows that this burden can.Carry him through all these things.
所以他跟随主呢，是跟到底。
He followed the Lord and he followed till the end.
他不容许任何这些的艰难呢， 那个动摇他在主面前的那个负担。
He's not willing to let any of this difficulty to waver him.
他付的所有的代价呢，就为了这个负担。
And he paid the price, because of this burden.
所以他才敢说，就算我千磅的黄金呢，没有一磅不留给中国。
And that's why even if he has thousands of pounds, he's not gonna leave any. He's gonna leave all for China.
Yeah, 就算我有千万条生命呢，没有一条不是为中国而死。
And then if he has 1,000 lives, it will be all for China.
好，弟兄姊妹哈，有时候我们读一些弟兄们的故事，成为我们心中爱主的激励。
So when we read this kind of stories, it inspires us.
这些弟兄们，然后我今天交通好，盼望弟兄姊妹回去呢，你今天就可以操练。
And then I want brothers and sisters to immediately practice on this.
你在主面前安静祷告，求主把负担放在我们的心中。
You be quiet before the Lord and let Him put His burden upon you.
你想到什么样的亲人朋友
？If you remember any relatives or friends,
他们还没有得救。
They are not yet saved.
你想到有点负担，你求主把负担加给我。
If you have some burden, you ask for more burden from the Lord.
然后碰到一些事情，主我该怎么办
？When you encounter things and you do not know what to do.
当我祷告的时候，主啊，求主你用负担能够带领我知道你所要。
Lord, may you use burden to lead me to where you want me to be.
好，我就鼓励弟兄姊妹能够有这些。起头的操练，主能够帮助我们能够走在这个里面的路上。
That we can start practicing this way and go the inward way.
我们一同有点点祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的生命在我们身上是真实的。
Your life is so real in us.
然后圣灵在我们里面。那个引导也是何等的真实。
And the leading of the Holy Spirit is also very real.
是吧？真是帮助我们里面有这样一个感觉负担。
That we will have this burden inside us.
我们需要走这条里面的路。
We want to walk the inward way.
我们常常的在主面前，是吧？领受你在我们身上的负担。
And we receive your burden from yourself.
我们祷告。
We pray.
我们服侍。
When we minister to you.
我们说话。
When we speak,
主愿主负担常常引导我们。
May your burden always lead us.
我们行完这条天路。
And when we at the end of this heavenly way,
我们感谢你。
We really thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.